Somalia's uncertainties are taking a new twist. Flooding in southern Mexico continues, and despite obstacles, a Bible curriculum for Haiti is nearing completion. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Somalia's prime minister resigned Tuesday because of political rivalries and the trouble across the country. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains that
the hope is that if there is not political turmoil within the government, that they will have more time and attention to focus on the Al-Shabaab radical Muslim rebels who are fighting for control of the country.
It may be too little too late. Al-Shabaab controls nearly everything, and they're running amok.
The Al-Shabaab goal is to rid Somalia of Christianity, and they are taking a very systematic approach, hunting down Christians and killing them.
Nettleton confirms a Compass Direct story of the rebels killing a Christian man and then abducting his children for use as new recruits. The fear this tactic inspires can be crippling. Specifically pray that
they'll remember his example of being firm in his faith to the very end, and that in spite of the efforts of the rebels who are trying to deprogram them from Christianity and indoctrinate them in Islam, that they will hold firm to their Christian faith and really remember their father's witness.
Meanwhile, flooding throughout southern Mexico continues and the situation's getting worse. Heavy rains and overflowing rivers have put families in danger in Veracruz, Oaxaca, Chiapas, and Tabasco. Dozens of Compassion International-supported families have been relocated and have lost livelihood items. Also, standing water poses a threat of disease. Pray for Compassion staff who are doling out necessities and spreading Christ's hope. You're listening to Mission Network News. China's notorious one-child policy may be coming to an end. The issue's been forced by the skewed male-female ratio and fewer people to take care of aging parents. Jonathan Brooks, president of Bibles for China, a ministry of Voice of China in Asia, says he's seeing change in China, and the church is just one example.
We're seeing a great awakening in China, and what we're hearing is that there is a real fervency in the believers in China, and this isn't just in the underground church, but the above-ground church.
Brooks says Bibles are available for new believers, but there's a problem.
70% of China's new believers are out in the rural areas. They don't have access to the larger population centers where Bibles can be purchased.
Believers in rural areas can't afford them. Bibles for China was born out of this need.
For $5, we can purchase a legally printed Bible, transport it. We'll even have the assistance of the government officials to help us to transport these Bibles.
Meanwhile, where have 8,000 youth recently come to faith in Jesus Christ? Online.
That's the power of the internet. The gospel is being preached all over the planet.
Doug Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says the Doug and John show created by the ministry has been a way for kids to meet Christ in
Philippines, UK, Australia, Middle East, the Bahamas, Japan, Israel, France, Indonesia, South Korea, Egypt, I mean, all over the place.
The site offers a lot of humor through videos and comics, but it also offers a chance to hear about struggles and the Lord. It's always done in easy-to-understand language so kids from all over will grasp the gospel.
We're not treating them like a target. We're saying, look, we love to laugh. You want to laugh with us? We love to work through life's problems. You want to work through life's problems with us? We also love God. You want to hear about the difference that He's made in our lives.
There's a link at our website. And Haiti's school system's recovering from the January earthquake. The disaster revealed gaping holes in resources. Baptist Haiti Mission found this to be especially true for Bible classes, so they decided to write a curriculum themselves. Their goal, to produce one grade each year through grade 6. Last year, the team had the first grade materials ready, but they needed some fine-tuning. They're asking God to bring this project to completion so many kids will hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you all the way to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now, 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.